Good afternoon and welcome to the final week of Black History Month. We're going to be celebrating some more great music. But before we get to that, on my way in today, I found out that we won gold in hockey, 3-0 against the Swedes. Great, great news. So I figured we'd start the show off with three tracks that have to deal or that deal with gold. And I had to put this together quite fast. So this is what I came up with. We're going to start off with a track entitled Golden, and this is from Marco Benevento from his album Me, Not Me.
Thank you. KHO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, your community radio in the nation's capital.
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe, but suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. I've got a golden ticket, I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. Now I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing, 'cause I've got a golden ticket, I've got a golden sun up in the sky. I never thought I'd see the day when I would face the world and say, good morning, hey, look at the sun. I never thought that I would be slapped in the lap of luxury, 'cause I'd have said it couldn't be done. Yeah, but it can be done. I never dreamed that I would climb over the moon in ecstasy, but nevertheless it's there that I'm shortly about to be. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket, yeah, I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with the golden ticket, it's the golden day. I want a golden goose. Gooses. Geeses. I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter, at least 100 a day. And by the way, I want a feast. I want a bean feast. Cream buns and donuts and fruitcakes with no nuts, so good you could go nuts. Give them to me now. I want a ball. I want a party. Pink macaroons and a million balloons and performing baboons. And give them to me now. I want the world. I want the whole world. I wanna lock it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now. I want the party with room full of laughter, 10,000 tons of ice cream. And if I don't get the things I am after, I want the whole works, presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes. And now, don't care how,
I want it now!
C-H-U-O.
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 89.1 FM.
The Ottawa Community Radio Station.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Three tracks that deal with gold and golden and stuff like that. In celebration of our win over Sweden today at the Olympics, great, great hockey game. 3-0 was the score. And that reflects the amount of songs I chose to celebrate our win. Three compositions. And just to let you know what we just heard, we heard from Sweden, Bobo Stenson, from his album Serenity and Golden Rain. And just before that, Harry Connick Jr., who is now one of the judges on American Idol and doing a great job at it. We heard a track from his album Songs I Heard, a track called Golden Ticket, I Want It Now. And we started off with Mark Benevento from his album Me, Not Me, and a track entitled Golden. Well, now we're going to continue with Black History Month with some music from Oscar Peterson, and this is from an album entitled Jazz in Paris, and a standard that was performed by many people over the years. This one is entitled Walkin' My Baby Back Home. Thank you.
Start your day by making a socially conscious choice before you're even conscious.
Since opening their first coffee house 13 years ago, Bridgehead Coffee now boasts 13 roasts, 15 locations, including their own roastery on Preston Street here in Ottawa.
Bridgehead Coffee is organic, shade-grown, and best of all, fair-traded. This means that the farmers are paid a fair wage for their goods.
And you can feel good about your coffee and what it can do for the community. So raise a cup of economic justice, and let's get addicted to ethics with Bridgehead.
listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
Music from the great Thelonious Monk from his album Riverside 4, and we heard Functional. That was take two. And just before that, John Coltrane with Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums from August of 1957. We heard a track entitled Good Bait, and that was written by John Coltrane himself. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. As we celebrate the last week of Black History Month. Hope you enjoyed it, featuring some great musicians. We have a lot more coming up over the next hour and a bit, and we're going to start off with some music from Montreal. We're going to go back to Biddle's Jazz Bar on Aylmer Street from 1982, a live recording with Oliver Jones and Charlie Biddle, and their version of Indiana. We'll be right back.
Fence every Friday at 5 p.m. and take a look at some of Canada's best indie music. Interviews, the weekend's best bets, and a focus on Ottawa's thriving music scene.
Hop the Fence with your host, Anne-Marie, every Friday at 5 p.m. only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Clown. And he was a real happy guy, a real happy guy. He had all these greens and all these yellows and all these oranges bubbling around inside of him. And he had just one thing he wanted in this world. He just wanted to make people laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world. He was a real happy guy. Let me tell you about this clown. He used to raise a sweat every night out on that stage and just wouldn't stop. That's how hard he worked. He was trying to make people laugh. He used to have this cute little gimmick where he had a seal follow him up and down a stepladder, blowing Columbia the gem of the ocean on a B-flat Sears Roebuck model 1322A plastic bugle, a real cute act. But they didn't laugh. You know, a few little things here and there, but not really. And he was booking out in all these tank towns, playing the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis Club and the American Legion Hall. And he just wasn't making it. And he had all these wonderful things going on inside of him, all these greens and yellows and all these oranges. He's a real happy guy. And all he wanted to do was to make people laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world, was to make people laugh. And then something began to grow. Something that just wasn't good began to grow inside of this guy. It's a funny thing. And something began to trouble this clown. You know, little things. Little things once in a while would happen that would make that crowd begin to move. But they were never the right things. Like, for example, the time the seal got sick on the stage. All over the stage. The crowd just broke up. You know, little things like that. And they weren't supposed to be in the act. And they weren't supposed to be funny. This began to trouble him, began to bother him. This little thing began to grow inside. All those greens and all those oranges, all those yellows, they just weren't as bright as they used to be. And all he wanted to do was to make that crowd laugh. That's all he wanted to do. There was this one night in Dubuque when he was playing this Rotary Club. All these dentists and all these druggists, all these postmen sitting around, and they were a real cold bunch. Nothing was happening. He was leaving the stage when he stumbled over his ladder and fell flat on his face, just flat on his face. And he stands up, he's got this bloody nose. He looks out at the crowd, and that crowd is just rolling on the floor. He's just knocked them flat out. This begins to trouble him even more. He begins to see something. About here, things began to change, but really change. Not the least of which, our clown changed his act. Bought himself a set of football pads, a yellow helmet with red stripes. Hired a girl who dropped a 5-pound sack of flour on his head every night from maybe 20 feet up. Oh man, what a bit. That just broke him up every night. But not like Dubuque. And all those colors, all those yellows, all those reds, all those oranges, a lot of gray in there now, a lot of blue. And all he wanted to do was to make this crowd laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world. They were laughing, all right. Not like Dubuque, but they were laughing. And the dough started to come in. He was playing the big towns, Chicago, Detroit. And then it was Pittsburgh one night. Real fine town, Pittsburgh, you know. About three-quarters way through his act, a rope broke. Down came the backdrop, right on the back of the neck. And he went flat. And something broke. This was it. It hurt way down deep inside. He tried to get up. He looked out at the audience. And you should have seen that crowd. They was rolling in the aisles. This was bigger than Dubuque. This was bigger than Dubuque. He really had him going. Well, this was it. This was the last one. This was the last one. Yeah. This was the last one. He knew now. Man, he really knew now. But it was too late. And all he wanted was to make this crowd laugh. Well, they were laughing. But now he knew. That was the end of the clown. And you should have seen the bookings coming. Man, his agent was on the phone for 24 hours. The Palladium. MCA. William Morris. But it was too late. He really knew now. He really knew. William Morris sends regrets.
Well, that was an interesting piece of music from Charles Mingus from the Complete Atlantic Recordings 1956 to 1961. And we heard a track entitled The Clown. And just before that, Oliver Jones and Charlie Biddle from Montreal 1982 and their take on the standard Indiana. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. And now we're going to listen to someone who I bet you not too many people have heard of. He went by the name of Babyface Willett. His real name was Roosevelt Willett. They don't know if he was born in Arkansas or New Orleans. Born in I think it was 1933, died in 1971. And we're going to listen to his debut album. This was an album entitled Face to Face. And it was recorded for the Blue Note label in 1961 and featured Grant Green on guitar, Fred Jackson on tenor sax, and Ben Dixon was on drums. We're going to listen to a track written by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross entitled Whatever Lola Wants. The
Hi, I am Mr. T, and as of October the 31st at 10 p.m. until 11 p.m., and every subsequent Thursday, you can tune in to Heartbeat Cafe on CHUO 89.1 FM. You can also hear me at chuo.fm/listen on the World Wide Web and on channel 943 on the Rogers cable system. I'll be spinning all the best in oldies, golden oldies, soul, disco, and everything in between for the X, Y, and all generations. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, that was part one of a part two song that Bill Doggett did many, many years ago entitled Honky Tonk. And that was from his album Face to Face. And just before that, we heard Babyface Willett from his album Face to Face. Actually, Bill Doggett was from a collection, Volume 1, and Babyface Willett was from Face to Face. And we heard Whatever Lola Wants. And now we're going to change things up a little bit. We're going to listen to drummer Billy Cobham, best known for his early work in the Mahavishnu Orchestra, several other bands along the way. I had a chance to see him in the 70s at Concordia University in Montreal. Great, great concert. But we're going to listen to a track now from his album Nordic. And this one is simply entitled Chief. We'll be right back.
music, food, art, city politics. For the latest on what's cool in the capital, tune in to Apartment 613 Live. We're on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM. And if you miss us, check out our podcast at apt613.ca. Apartment 613 Live. You should come hang out. Thank you.
You have a drug problem? Narcotics Anonymous offers support for recovering addicts and anyone who thinks they may have a drug dependency of any kind. Narcotics Anonymous members learn from one another how to live drug-free and recover from the effects of addiction in their lives. If you want to get clean, Narcotics Anonymous can help. Go to ottawana.org to learn more about meetings, activities, and services. Give yourself a chance. Call 1-888-922-7822.
Thank you.
That was music from Sweden and a pianist by the name of Ludwig Berg. The Ludwig Berg Trio, but we just heard piano on that one, a beautiful, beautiful composition entitled Little Friend, taken from an album called Volume 4. And just before that, Joe Steely and Paul Novotny on bass from their excellent album Double Entendre, their version of Love for Sale. We're going to listen now to a sax player who performed in Ottawa a few years ago, Harold Land. No longer with us, but there are quite a few of his recordings out there to explore and listen to, and I highly recommend them all. What a great musician he was. We're going to listen to a track from his album Birds and Ballads, and this one is entitled Bloom Dito. Thank you. Well, looks like we have time for only one more number, so we're going to put a quick one in here. Oliver Jones and Hank Jones from their album Pleased to Meet You. This is a tune entitled Cakewalk. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
sábados, Orígenes presenta los colores y sabores de lo mejor de la música en español. Orígenes presenta también noticias, entrevistas y anuncios comunitarios. Escuche Orígenes todos los sábados en CHUO 89.1 FM.
That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. I'd like to thank our Canadian hockey team again for winning gold today. A great, great game, 3-0 against the Swedes. We have the Ethiopian show coming up at about a minute's time. Don't forget, I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. Have a great week. Bye for now.